side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a doggy dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear.
Crossed over. If I never have.
That's a good line.
I'd be rich as Rockefeller
if I weren't in the radio business.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. My name is Frank O'Pinion. I never say that.
Hi, Frank.
I think that's a record for ruining the show in the first minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Radio Edit.
My name is Frank O'Pinion. I never say that. I never introduce myself. So I'm doing it today. I'm not sure why. And we welcome you to the last time that we will be together in the month of August. Coming up is a depressing holiday because it's the last of the big three before the crappy weather sits in. You have Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day. Of the three, Labor Day is my favorite, but it's the most depressing. It's sort of like how Sunday night is depressing, because you can't really enjoy it, because all you're thinking about is, go to work tomorrow. So welcome to this Labor Day edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. What we're going to do today is we're going to play a little bit of music, not a lot of music, and it's my way of paying tribute to working people, people who really actually have to work for a living. And if you don't mind this hour, I'd like to talk about that quite a bit. And you're invited to join me and talk about it, because I believe that blue-collar, working-class people are overlooked, underappreciated, underestimated, and sometimes must feel irrelevant. But let me tell all of you something. All of you who are construction people, you work on the road crew, you build houses, you put on roofs, you're plumbers, you're laying pipes for the sewer system, and then on and on and on, hundreds and hundreds of jobs that I'm not even thinking of. The people who work in the lumber yards. If I quit doing this tomorrow, it wouldn't even be a blip on the radar as far as the world turning. But if you people didn't do what you do, the world would be completely different. We'd have a mess on our hands. Welders and pipe fitters. You are truly working people. And that's not to say that school teachers don't work. They do. They work hard. They get 3 months off for the summer, a lot of them, but still work. Cops work. Firefighters work. And you need to know that we appreciate you. When I met my wife, her dad worked two full-time jobs. He worked at Scott Air Force Base. And I, the minute I met him, I admired him for his work ethic, because he didn't make a lot of money at either job. And to give his daughters and his wife any kind of life, and that life, by the way, was a little bitty house in Belleville on East A Street, a tiny, tiny house with four people, mom, dad, the two daughters, a bathroom the size of most hall closets. It was the tiniest, one of the tiniest bathrooms I've ever seen. And I will ask my wife every once in a while, how in this world did the four of you get ready in the morning in one little bitty closet? She said, I don't know. She says, ever remember us making an issue out of it. She said, I guess we just figured it out. Somebody would get up first, early, get in and out, use the bathroom, get your hair, whatever, next. And in time, Mom was ready to work. By the way, my wife's mom worked at Scott Air Force Base. She was in the commissary. And then her dad worked there in supplies. And then he would come home about 5 or 6 o'clock, have a bite to eat, maybe, if he was lucky, nap for an hour, and then go off to work for Wonder Bread, loading bread trucks all night. And then roll in about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, sleep for an hour, do it all over again. See, that's what we admire. And for all of you who feel invisible, or that nobody really appreciates you, or that you are a nobody, you're wrong. You're wrong. But I understand feeling that way. Let me repeat something. Yes, companies need CEOs. And they need presidents, and those people work hard too in a different way. When I think of, if somebody said she's a hard working woman or he's a hard working man, I think of actual physical labor. It's not right because there are a lot of people that work hard with their minds. But to me, Labor Day and labor, the word labor, excluding the meaning of having a baby, it means work. Am I the only one in here? Does anybody else just make sense? He's a laborer. Don't you think of, you know, swinging a hammer or something? Mm-hmm.
I had my outdoor pool closed today by a professional company, and these two guys came to my house today, and they closed it, and they're there for about 2 hours. And when they came around to the front door to hand me my invoice and settle up, they stank. And yeah. that's exactly what I was thinking about. These guys work hard.
They do work.
You
got
to work hard to stink that bad. I mean, they were sweating, you know, and the BO is just and it didn't smell like that when they knocked on the door, because I was standing out there talking on my porch, and when they were done, it was awful.
Yeah, that's what happens when you work hard. You sweat.
Right.
My dad was always a blue collar worker. Lunchbox, pressed shirt. He went to work clean. He came home clean. He didn't sweat a lot. He worked in a at a publishing company in the composing room. Not music like composing an orchestra, but making up pages to be printed for publications with hot metal type. You put the type I forgot the name for it, but it's a frame, and you put all the type in the pictures, and you clamp it, and you tighten it all down, and it goes to the presses. They put ink on it, and it gets printed all day, his whole shift. He stood at this iron metal steel table or whatever, putting type and lines of type in the page. And you get a break for a few minutes. You go do it again all day. And he had other jobs. And I have worked enough at labor to know that I probably would never have been really good at it. Because I am lazy. I don't like to get up real early, even though I did for 15 years, got up at 4:30. So I guess I can take that out. Okay, strike that line, because I did. You do what you have to do. I got up at 4:30 for 15 years. But to all of you who don't get to do what we're doing here, I look at it. We say thank you, and I look at it the same way I look at it. I had a long discussion just 2 days ago with somebody about the veteran thing, and I said I never stand up when I'm somewhere, and they say, "Well, veterans, all please stand, Air Force, Army, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, no, all stand up." So I never stand, even though I'm a veteran, because I don't think I deserve that attention. And by the same token, I don't think I deserve, I guess I deserve to get to celebrate Labor Day, because it's a national holiday, so yeah, I'll go fishing or something. But I'm not in the category with those of you out there right now who either are still working hard or worked hard at one time. The automobile assembly line people. I've gotten just enough of a taste of that kind of work that I knew I didn't want to do it. My second son said something very interesting when he got out of college. There are two college graduates in our house, one daughter, my daughter, and one of my sons. And he said, after he got out, he said, I know what I don't want to do. I've got a little list in my head of the kinds of jobs I know I don't want to do. He said, I don't want to be in the corporate world. I don't want to be traveling all the time. And I thought that was very smart. Rather than say, here's what I think I'd like to do, here's what I know I don't want to do. And I sort of did that after I had to work in a furniture store in a warehouse, no heat, no air conditioning. You know these days we just had when it was so miserable and hot? And well, increased that heat by about 10 or 15 degrees, and that was the warehouse we were in. And I unloaded trucks, and I put dinette sets together with tools. I'm not handy with tools. I feel bad for the people that bought those dinette sets. I'm glad they didn't know I put them together. They probably had three meals on it, and the legs fell off of the thing or something. But I did it. And I'm glad I did it. And I worked with a couple of truck drivers back in the warehouse, because we also delivered furniture. And one was a guy named Roy. And we're out one day, and we're delivering furniture. And folks, back then, I don't know about now, but the single most dreaded piece of furniture when you knew you had to deliver it. Anybody want to take a guess what it was? It wasn't a piano. We didn't sell pianos. It was furniture.
A wardrobe?
A dresser?
Yeah, no, a dresser, a wardrobe?
No.
A refrigerator? Sofa.
These stinking hide-a-bed sofa sleepers. With a mat. They weighed like 9,000 pounds. And we delivered one day to a woman, and we get there, and we realize she's on the third floor of this building. Oh. This thing, two people could barely pick it up. I will never forget that day. And I looked at Roy when we got back in the truck, and I said, how do you do this for a living? Because he was like 40. I said, how do you do this? Don't you ever wish you were doing something else? And he said, no. He said, I like it. And he said, here's what I like about it. I got a good boss. He had the same boss I had, Ralph Gaynor. And he said, he's a good boss. He's fair. I know when I get to work what I have to do, and I do it. He said, but you know what? At 5 o'clock, I go home, and I have a dog, and I have a wife, and an adopted daughter. And I get to spend the rest of that evening with them, and I don't have to carry this job home, but Mr. Gaynor does. He says, I see him every night. Takes a stack of paperwork home. And this is why when I say that white-collar people, it's not that they don't work hard. They do. Ralph Gaynor worked very hard. But he didn't have to sweat at work. That's I'm not saying anything against him. It's actually smart if you can figure out how to work and not sweat. But it's not stupid or not smart that you're a laborer, that you're a welder, whatever you are. So thank you to everyone. And I know we have a lot of listeners who listen to us in combines. They got the app on and they're out farming or whatever. Farmers. There you go. That's another one. I am so glad that I worked 2 years on a farm, because after 2 years, that's another thing I knew I didn't want to do. Get up before the sun came up. I will say this. If you work on a farm and it's a working farm with a home and you work for the family, you eat really well. They get up and have homemade biscuits and pancakes, and you load up because you're going to need it for the day. Because you're going to be slinging alfalfa bales or driving a tractor, pulling who knows what, or blowing silage in the silo, and you get home and you're filthy and you're exhausted. I'm so glad I did that. I did have a job or two where at the end of the day, I really stank. I'm glad I did it. So that's it. Thank you. Labor Day. But I don't ever hear anybody make any kind of a big deal out of or salute the laborers. It's just, oh, Labor Day, let's go barbecue. Limey, did you ever have a real labor type job?
Yeah, work carpentry one summer.
That's labor. You were an exterminator.
Yeah, did exterminating.
That's
fun.
Work, because you got to go out in all kinds of weather, and mm-hmm. not all the extermination is indoors. Mm-hmm. Tim Woodburn, the hardest labor you ever did.
I think it was when I was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium,
that makes sense.
You'd have to get there, and me and my buddy would get there, and they would like hoard us all like animals in a pen underneath the.
They hoard you out.
Yeah, they did. Oh. That's a different story. they would hoard all of us down there and like animals in a pen, and we'd be all buzzing, waiting to get like unleashed, because you had to go to different areas of the. And I'll tell you what, I still take pride into this day. It was the hardest I ever worked in my life. It was great money that I made, and it kept me in the best shape I was ever in my life.
I would tell you, I've seen those beer vendors. When I was younger, I'd watch those beer vendors. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the ones that really made the money, they worked their mm-hmm. butts off, right. up and down those steps. You know those people that run up and down stadium steps for exercise? They did it for work.
And this was an old Bush, Bush 2, for lack of a better phrase. And, you know, they had a much steeper upper level right. than the current Bush Stadium has. Right. And it was an AstroTurf stadium, which made it a lot hotter inside. You know, there was days that you could, you know, there was days I sold 8 cases of beer before the game even started. You know, and that's when beer was $2 a beer, I might add. But it was fat. It was great work. It kept me in shape. I'm like, well, if I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and work on the upper sections to get a good workout in while I do it, you know?
Yeah. Dan, most strenuous labor.
Ever. The most strenuous one that I did?
Give me assistant manager Sambo.
No. No, I have two of them. One, I worked in an insulation plant where we made insulation.
That's okay. That's real hard.
And I loaded trucks.
Yep.
And then another one where I worked in a plant where we made the 2-liter bottles. Right. And I had to put boxes together, which you put the boxes, the flat boxes on one side, and it went through a machine and glued everything. And when it came out the other side, you had the glue, the hot glue on your hands, which would burn your hands, and putting these dividers in the boxes would cut your hands. The first day, my hands were so raw, I couldn't hardly touch anything. It was crazy.
That's sad.
I know.
I didn't realize you'd been through all that.
Oh yeah.
When I worked on this farm,
was it Old McDonald's farm?
No, don't give him. No, come on.
Well,
no,
he doesn't. He deserved that one. That was good.
It was Mr. Shavy's
well done,
farm,
man.
As a matter of fact.
Mr. Shavy had a farm.
Mr. Shavy.
E-I-O.
Oh, man. Trying to do a serious show, trying to salute the workers, and you guys have turned it into Mr. Rogers. We would cut corn, and then you know what silage is? Silage is like that. You blow it into a silo. These silos mm-hmm. store grain, and so you don't have to haul the stuff in a big like dump truck, and you don't ever want to appear to be stupid or like the greenhorn. You just kind right, of want to fit in. And I remember whoever it was that was supervising me that day, they had for whatever reason, a big truckload of grain and nobody to drive it. And I was 17, I guess, and he looked at me and goes, "You got a driver's license?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "You drive all those big trucks like that?" And I said, "You bet I can." Well, I'd never been anything bigger than like a Volkswagen. I mean, I couldn't drive. But I thought, it's a truck. What the heck? And I remember I got in and I closed the door. There's the key to start. It was in there. I looked down at the gear shift and the pattern. It was 16 gears.
Oh.
But then there's one high, one low, two high, one low. So if you really went through, I just stared at it. And he walked over and goes, "It's moving. Come on, we gotta get moving. Is anything wrong?" And I went, "No, sir." And I started. I knew to put the clutch in to start it. You've never seen such bucking and jumping. And that's, I almost shook all the grain out of that car. And he walks over and goes, "You don't know how to drive this damn thing, do you?" And I said, "Not yet, but just give me a few minutes." And I actually was able to get it rolling. Once you get it rolling, the clutch out the second time is a lot easier. I'll never forget that. But I didn't want to be the guy on the crew that couldn't do something.
Right.
That was hard. I'm trying to think. Oh, I cut grass. I cut grass for a couple of summers. That's very hard. Landscaping and yard work. I wasn't a landscaper. I was just like a 15-year-old kid that cut grass. But, man, could I knock out the yards. And I have always wanted to work. When I was younger, I didn't mind working those kind of jobs. But after that, I still wanted to work. I just decided maybe I'm not the strongest guy on the crew. Maybe I'm not really the guy they want because I can't figure out how to do, you know, certain things. So I settled on just thinking up stuff and talking as a way to make a living. So I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to play this a song that when I was in country radio, Alabama had a song that to me, I think to this day, is still one of the two or three and maybe the number one tribute to working people, and it's simply called 40-Hour Week. It's Alabama, right here on Country 590. Old Country.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
You bet. Recognize them.
Hello, Detroit auto worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker. Let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living. Just to send it on down the line. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, you can see them every morning in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns. Together, like spokes inside a wheel, they keep this country turning around. Hello, Kansas, sweet Bill Farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. Work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig up and down the road. For the one out in the warehouse bringing in the load. For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your time.
What a fantastic song. They said it better than I could have ever said it. And they went through a pretty good list of people who work hard for a living. And they mentioned mechanics in there. Dan, do we have John on the phone? Are you over there?
I'm working on it.
Chatting with him. They mentioned a few that I left out. Mechanics and truck drivers and people like that. So we'll dedicate this show to all the people who work hard for a living. There are millions of you. I wish there were millions of you listening. I know that's there aren't that many, but we got our share, and we appreciate what you do. I think John Londoff is on the phone, and I think he would agree with me. Oh, that's okay.
USA in your Chevrolet.
I forgot that Dinah has to sing. I don't ever want to shut her out.
Drive your Chevrolet through the
I think he would agree
USA.
With me that sometimes they may seem to be underappreciated, but let's take, for example, the technicians, mechanics, if you want to call them that, who work in his service department. That's hard work. There's no air conditioning in there on a hot day. So those are the kind of people we salute as we do our labor tribute show today. John, how are you?
Frank, thanks for asking. I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
I'm having a good day because I know it's Labor Day weekend, and I get to see almost all of the people in my family that I want to see this weekend, and that's going to be great. We're going to have a good weekend. Even if it rains, I don't care if it rains or not rains, we'll still have a good time. We'll stay inside and throw beanbags at the beanbag game where you have these opposite this. It's like, what was that, washers? Is that the name of the
Oh, yeah, it's
washers?
Called Cornhole.
Yeah, if it rains, Cornhole. We'll plan to play that if we have to. But one of the things I'd like to start doing that I haven't done over the years, and I should have, is on Labor Day weekend do what nobody else seems to ever want to do, and that is mention and acknowledge people who really, really work hard, not people who... like me, got, if you want to call it lucky or whatever, it didn't have to break our backs for a living.
What about people that work like 3 hours a day, 4 days a week?
See, what did I just say?
Huh?
What did I just say?
It's brutal, man.
I said not what? People like me.
Oh, I didn't know you'd referenced yourself, but you still work hard. You're up early.
I used to.
Spending hours of countless time online looking at news reports and, you know, probably reviewing your old jokes. No,
I used to work real hard. You don't know my past. I did. When I had a retail job in a store, I would beg for the Christmas hours nobody wanted because it was double time, buddy. And I didn't have a wife. I didn't have any kids. All I needed to do was just work and try to save some money. I was happy to do it. But Labor Day, that's what Labor Day is supposed to be about. We're supposed to acknowledge people who work hard, and there are lots of them.
Yes, there are, Frank. There are a lot of hard workers out there. And unemployment's way, way, way down. The economy's pretty good, really good. You know, and a great time to buy a Chevrolet at Johnny Lowndock Chevrolet.
That's right. Reward yourself for the hard work.
We've got a lot of hard workers. You know, the team Lowndock, about 110, 112 strong. And, yeah, the hardworking technicians and service advisors and parts counter people, parts truck drivers, our detailers, and, of course, the salesmen, the managers. I mean, it's just a big organization we have there at Johnny Lowndock Chevrolet. And the good thing we have you is our lead spokesperson. I mean, you know, everyone looks at Frank. Everyone looks up to Frank. You know, they do. They're like, Frank, sure they do. How's Frank? I'm like, Frank's doing great. Why? They're like, he sends us a lot of business, sir. Tell him thank you. So to a hardworking labor, someone like yourself that works really hard for us, I just want to thank you, Frank. I really do. From the bottom of my heart and the whole Lowndock family and the Lowndock organization, it's just great stuff. Huh?
Well,
you say organization.
Yeah, you
like
can tell. You can tell he's a hockey. You can tell he's a hockey fan because anybody else would have said our company, our dealership. No, our
organization.
All you need to do is go our organization.
Organization
there. Yeah. That's a hockey guy.
You
know, we're getting close to hockey. You know?
Yes.
We just had a deal with Pat Maroon, the St. Louis born hockey player,
Oakville High School
for Johnny Lowndock Chevrolet, and he's offered someone that gets onto his his Facebook page or Twitter account. He's got like over 100,000 people on his Twitter account from all over. So he's a great guy, great young man, and marrying my great friend Charlie Gito's senior's granddaughter Francesca. So he's a lucky guy, getting into a beautiful family. But no. He's a good young. It's great to have a guy, St. Louis and on the team as a hockey player and just a great, great guy. But maybe we'll get him to go out to lunch with us someday, Frank.
By the way, I know they make a lot of that, but there you talk about hard work. Athletes, we only see what they do on the field or on the ice. You talk about hard work and discipline. Man, those guys and women, female athlete, all the practice we don't ever get to see.
Workouts.
Thousands and thousands of hours in the gym, on the field, on the ice, on the court.
Yeah.
That's hard work.
And that's one thing that the new Cardinal manager, I mean, they've got them working hard. Not that Mike Patini didn't, but it's just a different approach. And you've got to practice. And I tell that to my team. I'm like, you know what? They've told me in the past that I have too many meetings. I'm like, you can never have enough meetings and practice and let them know as the owner, what I expect, how I want my customers treated. And, they practice every day in sports. You know, after a long hockey game, guess what? They have a morning skate. You know, during the playoffs, sometimes they make them optional to into the second or third round. But, you got to practice. You got to practice to be the best. And you all practice a lot, don't you?
Oh, we rehearse. Mm-hmm. This is a three-hour show. We have a six-hour rehearsal. Yeah. Before the show. We run through it twice to make sure it's perfect.
Great terminology.
We FaceTime each other at like 6 in the morning and start doing a show.
Yeah, we do.
Till like noon.
Yep. Yeah.
See, it shows, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's why the product is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, as perfect can be. You know what? That's what we want to make sure that the AM and the PM crowd realizes that they will be treated with just the greatest of care, having fun, making the purchase of a new Chevy car, truck, SUV, or a pre-owned vehicle, and over 800 vehicles in inventory. So, you know, it's the last couple of days of the month of August. There are some great, great, great deals being made right now, and a lot of people that have been coming in for the last few days are saying, you know what, let's do it, make that purchase, and buy that new car, deep truck, an SUV from Johnny Londop Chevrolet, and then ride in just luxury for the Labor Day weekend. Can you believe
Saturday? No. I know what you're going to ask. No, the answer is no. I cannot believe this much time's gone by and it's already here.
It's scary how fast, how quickly things go. So, you know, like you always say, thank a cop, thank anybody that, you know, takes care of us, protects us. School teachers now working hard, getting kids, you know, educated to take over and be the future. And all the great people listening to this radio station right now. It's unbelievable.
All right. I think all we need now to kick off a Labor Day weekend so that the people who decided, you know what, I work hard, I deserve a new truck or a new car, or at least a better one that's pre-owned. What is that phone number?
That phone number, and I'm glad you asked that, Mr. Frank. It is 314-578-7133. That's 314-578-7133. And again, we're open till 6:30.
You just gave out a different number there, John.
837-1800, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, hey, Strauss, don't mess with me, okay?
Okay.
Dan, what did you think he said?
I thought it started with a 5, but I guess...
314-837-1800.
That's what I heard. Is that what you guys heard, Tim?
Yeah. That is what you heard.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yep. Okay.
Dan, take a break. Go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Awkward. Go to the bathroom for about a year.
I can. My prostate's getting bigger.
Don't talk to me about that. I'll one-up you on that deal.
Oh, don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, listen, everybody out there, come and see us this weekend. Again, we're open late tomorrow night. The last day of August, we will be slinging deals. That means we will be making some deals tomorrow. But then again, if you can't make it in, you can call us. You can lock in on a deal. And what the heck, we'll be there on Saturday, too. But we will not be open on Monday. We'll be enjoying the family and just enjoying the day.
All right, John.
Thanks, Frank.
Well, they're on the way. Thank you. Bye-bye. Tim, do you like country music at all?
Nope.
I know you don't. No, I'm serious. I can tell.
But
did you listen? But did you listen to the words of that song?
Nope. I took my headset off. I can't stand it.
Oh, you know what?
And I'm okay with that. I really like the music like that, that has a message and words that you can understand and relate to. What music do you like?
I like to play country. I like to play country music backwards.
Yeah. Now, seriously, what music do you like?
You know that joke.
Oh, yeah. You get your car back, you get your wife back.
Your house back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you like? What music?
I like 80s hard rock. I like, and I like some of the newer alternative rock and hard rock.
If you, would you want to suggest a working song from the 80s? What is that?
This is, Alabama 40-Hour Week in reverse.
Oh, good grief.
He's kidding. He just got his wife back.
He's kidding.
The dog just came back.
All right, stop it. That song's not about losing your dog or your house.
Got his job back.
How about Bachman Turner Overdrive taking care of business? Would that surprise
that doesn't,
me?
I don't.
Lyrics, that's a work song.
Yeah, but there are lyrics in there that don't really specifically say.
Oh, yeah. You get up every morning.
Tim, would that be in your.
It's a little
soft for you.
Before my time. That's more Dan's era.
Yeah. All right. Now, I could tell when I played the Alabama thing, I could just tell you didn't wince or me, but I could just tell you zoned out. No, I could. You just thought I'm leaving mentally for the next 3 minutes or whatever. I would like to play you one more would you just try? I mean, I want you to just listen to the words because again,
he's going to go Chris Carpenter on you.
No. It's Merle Haggard. It's Merle Haggard.
I got it.
Yeah, you ready? Now don't play it yet.
Okay.
But. We're not going to play all of it. Just play a little bit of it, because there's one other one I do want to play as my personal tribute to people who work hard. So this right here, one of the greats. This is the late, great Merle Haggard. Working Man Blues on Country 590.
It's a big job getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life. Keep on working.
Keep on working.
As long as my 2 hands are fit to use.
Yeah, it's called work ethic.
I drink my beer at a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues.
Don't worry, there's not much more. I'll cut it off.
Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone. Every day. Get tired on the weekend. After I draw the pavement, I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer that evening. Say a little bit of these working man.
All right, you can fade it out. The words, he works hard, but when he gets off, he drinks a little beer with his buddies, he goes home, and next morning, right back with the crew. That's exactly the kind of song that, to me, states what it is we're supposed to be honoring this weekend.
And Bach and Turner Overdrive is like taking care of business. It's like, you get up every morning, and then you're basically fighting the crowd. You take the 8:15 into the city.
Should we just play the song and make him happy?
Yeah, play
yeah,
it a little bit.
Shut him up.
Play
yeah.
it a little bit.
Play a little bit of that. A little more acceptable to...
Tim.
Welcome to Classic Rock 590. Here's BTO taking care of business. A good working song for the Labor Day weekend. Suggested, by the way, by Dan Levi Strauss.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Classic Rock 590. Here they come. Anytime.
They're jumping
anytime.
In here, right here.
Anytime.
Here we go.
I believe it. Try to look pretty. I'll give it. That's a good work song. I agree. I know the song. I didn't realize the lyrics were as dead on as they are. So I would agree with you with that. That was a good one.
What?
I said I agree with you. That's a good work song.
What?
Tim, have you come up with a work song?
Yeah, I have.
All right, Tim Woodburn has come up with a work song that he likes.
It's got some kick to it.
That's
and
right.
It ties in. It's a song by Styx, and it's called Blue Collar Man.
Ooh, good
well,
one.
It came out
in 78 when I was 9, and I was getting into music and had those 8 tracks that I'd pop in.
That sounds
like... Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah.
Well, of course we do.
Oh.
Right. Otherwise, it would seem discriminatory. Toward Tim. We're waiting for that.
I know this
You can
song.
Skip this ad
oh,
in 5
ad.
Seconds.
Oh, yeah. This is a great
starts
song.
Off the, starts off with a ooh.
Yeah. What's, it, what's, it, what's it called?
Blue Collar
okay.
Man.
All right, here we go.
Listen, here I go.
Dan, be quiet. Here's why.
Did you hear the lyrics to that?
Yes.
Guy in the unemployment line, his family's making fun of him.
Yes.
He wants to get a job. He wants to do better.
I did, but I had the strain to hear it
yeah.
because it's noisy.
Yeah.
See, to me, that's a lot of noise mm-hmm. that's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. But I get it. I get that you like it. If I were in the car and that came on in 5 seconds, I'd be flipping to something else because I don't like screaming and I don't like to have to strain to hear the lyrics. Country music, you don't have to strain. any of these calls. Dan, don't worry about answering any of these phones, even though they're all lit up.
You want to hear Lee Dorsey now?
Yes, because I want. This is not a country song. This was actually considered back then a rock song in the 60s. It's called Working in the Coal Mine. Lee Dorsey. Tim, I think you might actually like it. Here. Yeah, you know it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to dip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
Here comes the good part.
About to dip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Better work it in a coal mine.
Okay, here's another one.
Oh, Dan, you just talked over the very part that I wanted people to hear.
What? Oh.
But, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. I'm too tired to carry on. Thousands of people listening right now can relate to that.
Working Man by Rush.
Mm-hmm. I hate Rush.
You know, oh, you do?
Of course.
You know what's funny about the show?
I don't like classic rock.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead, Tim.
That's a great song.
What's funny about this show to me, and I don't know if anybody else catches this listening, is that when you scold Limey, Dan and I laugh. And when you scold me, Limey and Dan laugh. When you scold Dan, me and Limey laugh. It's like we're three brothers who think it's hilarious that the other one's in trouble with Dan.
Yeah, of course it is.
Every time you make fun of somebody, you always hear two other guys laughing in the background. Yeah.
And when I get scolded by you guys, everybody laughs except me. What was I gonna say? One other thing I wanna say to all of you who work hard for whatever pay. I think when you hear the stories like Aaron Rodgers just signed at the age of 34 this $180 million thing or whatever it is, and then you see what the Kardashians make, and you every day you're bombarded with somebody $10 million, and maybe you start to become a little bit disillusioned. Let me explain something to you that I've had to talk to myself about many, many times and still do over the years. When I go, well, how come Howard Stern makes $30 million? Look at me. I'm sitting here and I do it too, but we have to just stop and realize that that is not even the real world. That is another planet those people live on. And as a laborer, as a worker, you are not going to make $300,000 a year. You're just not. If you're a union worker, you know what the scale is. You know what you can get after you've had so many years. You know what the overtime structure is. And that's how you sort of live your life and you budget accordingly. And some people may think, well, it's just not fair. It's not fair that George Clooney has made this year already over $250 million. That's not fair. I worked my butt off. Understand something. When you do anything that makes somebody else a lot of money and they can directly attribute it to you, you're going to get a piece of that. If you build a house and the home builder, it costs $150 to build and the home builder can sell it for $200, you alone are not responsible for that extra $50. So they're not going to split that 50 with you. You're part of a crew, a team that built that house, that made it profitable. And one of the things that I do admire about people who work or union workers or not, whatever, is they're okay with that. They accept that and they understand it. And they go ahead and try to be the best they can possibly be at what they do because there is a reward for that. It's not $10 million, but there's a reward. And some of it's internal. It's the reward of the feeling that you get from knowing you did a great job. And you drive by a building and you go, well, I helped build that thing. You know, I was part of that. I admire the people who are able to do that. But I do think you get a false sense of reality when you keep hearing. You never sit down and watch TV, the news at night, and watch a story about a guy. Well, you know, Lenny Tillman just got a raise. He's now making $38,000. That's not a news story. But that's most of America. So we just have to realize that, you know, people used to say to me, somebody years ago said to me, did you see Johnny Carson makes, and I think the number is like $20 million a year. Well, nobody should get paid that for sitting at a desk and joking with Buddy Hackett and Dean Martin. It's just, it looks like they're having fun. They shouldn't get paid for that. I got news for you. At the Tonight Show was bringing in to NBC in revenue at that time between $80 and $100 million because of Johnny Carson. If I'm going to make you $80 or $100 million, guess what? I think $20, $25 million of that is fair. I'll take it because without me, you wouldn't have made it. It's just a different, a completely different life, different structure, almost a different planet they live on. So don't ever think you're not appreciated, because you are, the people who really work. Now, before we run out, to take a couple quick calls. I haven't given the numbers. I don't think I gave them. Maybe I did. But these people have been holding, and I want to get them in here. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. First of all, joke I don't think I've heard you tell in a long time is that Gail, whose husband snores, she ties the ribbons around his.
I think we won first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't told it for a while. You're right, but I do know the joke. Obviously, I just gave the punchline. Anything else?
Yes, and hardest working labor out there is farmers. And Paul Harvey's "If God or God Create a Farmer."
Oh yeah, that is a good one.
Oh, that's a speech he made, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that is a good. I do remember that. That's good. All right, well, Kevin, I appreciate it. Thanks. What do you do for a living?
Landscaping.
That's hard work. That's very hard work. I got a bunch of railroad ties that are rotted. I'm just going to have to, this fall, have them ripped out and replaced. I'm glad I'm not doing it, because they're heavy. Thank you, Kevin. All right, there goes Kevin.
A couple of people called and said Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 tons.
I've got Melissa Manchester, The Working Girl, Sam Cooke, Chain Gang, which that's a great song.
Yeah. Oh, how about, I thought of one, Donna Summer, She Works Hard for the Money.
No, you know, I was going to play that sarcastically earlier. I thought you'd get angry.
Why would you be sarcastic?
I don't know, because, I mean...
Why? It's a working, she works hard for the money.
Yeah.
Well, that's a working song.
And Rush Working Man is a good one.
Yeah, you know what? I can't explain the classic rock thing and why I can't stand it so much. But look, it's no different than Tim can't stand country music. We all have our likes and our dislikes and whatever. What I tried to stop doing years ago is stop criticizing people for liking stuff I don't like. It's their own business. And if that's what they like, that's what they like. Yeah. I will never like rap music, ever. I don't ever want to hear Bang a Gong again the rest of my life, or Roxanne. Bang a Gong. Or some of those songs, I don't want to hear them again. I can't stand them.
Well.
But that doesn't make me bad. It doesn't make people bad who like it. Yes.
I found a couple of rap labor songs. If
you're now you're talking.
Really? Some
Wiz Khalifa.
Now you're talking. What's the song?
We'll load those up in the next hour. The Wiz Khalifa song is Work Hard, Play Hard.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got a minute. Find it real quick.
All right.
No, real quick. We can play 1 minute of it.
I got you.
There's nothing in there where...
One of the lyrics is, make sure you do whatever it is that you got to do. That's your job. Once you clock out, hit the club and burn those wages.
Okay, that's a working song.
I don't know, actually. I don't know how...
I like the lyrics.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we got here. We got a minute. What's worse that could happen?
Work.
I mean, the lyrics are about work.
Oh, no. Leave nigga in there, because I want... No, I want...
Oh, no, we cannot. The F word is coming up.
No, not the F word. But
it's
people need...
Up.
No, oh, the F people need...
Up.
I'm looking at the screen. All right, hold on. Limey's got the lyrics on the screen. I'm going to read you... Here. Nigga. 12 niggas in one screen in 12 lines of the song. Jeez. No. I want people who don't know anything about what rap music is to understand that the very things we're supposed to be killing in the society, like that word or a form of that word, they're perpetuating in their music. Almost every song. So, thanks for that song. There were a couple of good lyrics in there. I believe they were work hard, play hard, and that's pretty much it. The rest is just the song itself is crap. Okay, right. and now we've killed an hour, and I hope what you remember from it is that we thanked all of you who really work hard as we and play, folks. If you're off Labor Day, play hard, really, like the song said, work hard, play hard, and have a great barbecue or whatever you do. Scott Sherman is coming in, and he's going to help a lot of people with legal stuff. He is happy to answer your questions, no charge. Great legal advice from Scott Sherman. I'll give you the numbers when we come out of the news, and Tim Woodburn has it now. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Good afternoon, everyone.